Chairman Helms, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
Why are North Carolina counties pushing so hard for this change?
One of the things that we are experiencing is the dramatic increase in Medicaid cost, and particularly in some of the smaller rural counties where a very large percentage of their citizens are eligible for Medicaid, and yet their tax base is low. It's not as big as it is in some of the urban counties. And it takes a disproportionate amount of their budget just to fund Medicaid, which is not a local or state responsibility.
Why do you think the system is unfair or maybe inefficient?
Mecklenburg County, being the largest county in the state and having an urban population, our cost in our budget is in the range of $30 million, but it represents a smaller percentage of the budget than it might in some of the other counties. Medicaid may run 10-15% of a small county's budget, and I think that is unfair. I think it is not a local expense. Medicaid is a federal program. It may be administered at some levels by the state, but clearly it does need to be addressed, and I think the bill now pending in the House of Representatives is a beginning to do that.
So if the rule were to change so that the county doesn't have to contribute to Medicaid costs anymore, what would you like to do with that extra income?
One of the things that we're noticing here in Mecklenburg County is the dramatic increase in the growth of the population in school construction cost. Public schools are growing here in the range of 5,000 students a year. So that certainly would be one area that it could be used. I think it could also be used to help stabilize the property tax rate. For example, the Medicaid cost in Mecklenburg County's budget equates to about 3.5 cents on the property tax rate. So one thing we could do would be to adjust the tax rate and have a more stable tax rate. I think the question that we constantly have to struggle with is how do we meet these mandated costs, and they are in fact mandated, over programs over which we have no control. And this is one that I think is particularly challenging to smaller counties, but it certainly is a big item in Mecklenburg.
So you would consider a property tax rate cut as a result of this kind of change. Am I understanding you correctly?
Absolutely. I think if we could forego the additional cost that would be associated with the continuing increase in medical care. Medical costs are accelerating at a very rapid pace. We know, for example, that if the bill that is currently pending in the General Assembly is adopted, Mecklenburg County would save about $1.6 million a year in the current fiscal year. And then if you consider the long-term advantage with the permanent cap on cost, we would save millions more over the next decade and beyond.
Well, Chairman Helms, thank you again for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you so much. I hope that was helpful.